Well, we're going to switch from the Middle East now to Europe. And in reality, Dr. Rob Congdon, our broadcast partner covering the European Union, is today literally in Europe. We'll find out where he is in just a moment. But I want to tell you, Rob, it's exciting the fact that you can be over there, that we have people in the Middle East, that we have people in Washington, D.C. We are actually covering the world with our broadcast partners. Tell us exactly where you are right now.
Okay, I'm in Oxford, England. That's where the early universities of history began, and a very historic town. As you drive through it, you see all the different colleges and quite a famous area. It's about 2 hours northwest of London, and it's out in a beautiful area of England.
And you're there to do some speaking to Christian community, are you not?
That's right. I'll be speaking for the next 8 days every day, and some days I'll be speaking twice during those days to pastors, missionaries, and church leaders during the day, and then the churches in the evening.
What's your main message going to be to these people?
Main message has been about the thrones of God's glory, of both in the past and where they're going in the future, and, of course, a major topic. We're having several question-answer times about the new Calvinist movement and how it's affecting the Reformed covenant teaching that is so contrary to dispensationalism, which, of course, we believe dispensationalism is correct and biblical. So we're going to be answering questions, helping them to understand and combat what covenant theology, how often it destroys churches, as it's been doing in this country.
Absolutely. That is the case there. And, of course, what happens in Europe usually jumps the Atlantic Ocean and comes quickly over to the United States. When you get back home, we'll have to talk about that here in America as well. Well, Rob, you got off the airplane, and the number one story had to be that the European Union has won the Nobel Peace Prize. Talk to me about that. That's something interesting.
Well, it is interesting. It's a country that has won it rather than an individual, and actually it's an empire that has won it rather than even one country. 27 countries are represented in the European Union. They have been given the Nobel Peace Prize for maintaining and keeping peace through Europe for these 50 to 60 years. And so it's quite unusual, especially for Norway, to award it, because Norway has rejected the European Union membership, but they have awarded it to them. And, of course, the speculation is who will receive the award. It's been suggested 27 children representing each of the countries will come and get the award in Norway for the Peace Prize.
I cannot continue any farther in this conversation without saying that does have tints of a prophetic scenario, because out of the European Union, I do believe, and I do think you as well believe the same thing, will come the revived Roman Empire, and they'll be responsible, the leader of that revived Roman Empire, for peace in the Middle East. This does set the stage for that, does it not?
Oh, it does. It surely links the European Union to the whole peace concept in the world. And as you said, I too agree. I think the European Union is today's, if you will, embryo of that Roman Empire. So it is, I think this is a very significant story. We know that the awards are often debated and considered political, etc. But again, as you said, it links the idea of world peace with this empire, the European Union.
Let me back up to my conversations earlier with guys in the Middle East, Dave Dolan, Winky Medad, and our son Jim Jr. I want to ask you, the European Union, I think probably along this same vein of trying to keep peace, has warned the Palestinian Authority, the government for the Palestinian people, to be very careful and to understand the cost of a United Nations bid to become a state among the nations of the world. There, the European Union is trying to smooth things out before problems begin.
That's right. They're afraid that if the Palestinian Authority is given it would be actually an observer status in the United Nations, that would actually halt the peace process, because part of that would be urging it to go back to the 1967 borders, and Israel can't accept that. The European Union understands that and believes it would just bring the diplomatic efforts to bring peace in the Middle East to a halt. So, yes, they're warning very strongly to not pursue this in the autumn session at the United Nations. And I suspect this is worth listening to by the Palestinians. I think that will make them be more hesitant to pursue that course.
Boy, with this late breaking news, European Union winning the Nobel Peace Prize and their efforts to try to smooth things over in the Middle East and possibly keep that peace process going. Wow, it's so prophetic in its sound. Well, there is additional information coming out of Greece, for example, about this euro crisis that's been in effect for a number of months and even years there in the European Union. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, goes into Athens for a visit. And just talk to me about the ramifications of what happened there.
Well, there were many demonstrations. Of course, there have been ongoing demonstrations, but it appears that her visit may be resulting in somewhat of a delay of some of the penalties for Greece, and they won't have to pay it back so quickly. So maybe it will help from the people's viewpoint. It will help them. The European Union just continues to kind of put off the coming head-to-head with this crisis and keep offering extension of time. Well, that will make Greece happy, but it may not solve the financial problems that they have along with Spain and Italy and some of the other countries.
Rob, I wanted to ask you another question. I don't think you're going to be ready for it yet since you just got off the airplane there in London and went up to Oxford, England. But I want to know the heartbeat of the Europeans about this euro crisis, and can the eurozone actually be saved? But why don't we save that to next week, because you'll have a greater opportunity to interact with people, get their heartbeat, and we'll discuss that the next time. Rob, we want to be praying for you, have some great meetings there. Are you just going to be in England, in that area?
Well, I'll be in Oxford, and then I'll be traveling up almost to the border of Scotland in a town called Sunderland, or Newcastle on Tyne, which is quite a historic area. We'll be speaking up there in a very important church that once was Sidlow Baxter's church, if people know who he was. He was pastor there at one time. So it'll be a historic church, but again, top meetings. We're going to have a lot of pastors coming to the question and answer time.
Boy, that sounds like a great itinerary and a great opportunity for you to preach and teach dispensationalism and Bible prophecy. So we'll be praying for you. And we'll talk again next week when you're still there in Great Britain. We'll get more information from you. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Lord bless.